Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
One great guy to another. We just got a chance to talk to Tim Peel, former NHL referee who will be reffing tonight's Puck Cancer event put on by Kelly Chase, and all the proceeds for tonight's event go to the Siteman Cancer Center. So it's a great event, and a lot of people are heading down here. In fact, the place is going to be packed here at Centene, and we have an opportunity to talk to one of our favorites. It's Bear Jackman. What's up, Jax?
Not much. Thanks for having me.
No, it's always our pleasure. So tonight, what's the game plan? Because you just talked to Tim Peel, and he said a lot of these guys are just going to go up and down and then enjoy the after party. Is that you?
Yes. Yeah. looking forward to get back in the locker room here before the game, and then get carved quite a bit after the game, and then enjoy some pops.
Do you still enjoy putting on the skates and putting all the equipment on and doing everything, or is it started to become monotonous?
No, it's fun. I coach my son, and on the ice probably 5-6 days a week, and
so you're used to it.
Yeah, and get out with them, and then we have alumni skate here at Centene. 3 days a week, maybe once a week I get to go out, but it's fun. It doesn't matter what level of hockey you played. If you get in the locker room and you just a little pickup hockey, there's still a lot of guys falling. There's a lot of bad passes. And it's funny because, you'll sit there on the ice and somebody will do something stupid right away. You'll yell at the time. We'll check it on Live Barn after and have breakfast after the skate and just carve each other. So
that's
it's
awesome.
Just good being part of, kind of a team locker room atmosphere.
No doubt.
Is there one player that you think or that you know of that may have a little bit more intensity and just a little bit ready to go more than is required for an event like this?
Yeah.
There's
always been somebody that you got to kind of, give them a tap on the pads and say, hey, we're trying not to get hurt here.
Yeah.
Make it entertaining.
Right.
But you're making us look bad.
Yeah.
Well, I imagine that happens more when you're playing maybe some of these alumni games against, maybe Marsh, you would be better than I would in this, like a club team or some team that comes
They've
in.
Had events like that here. Yeah, Blues alumni against other alumni.
Sure, they're trying to prove something at that point. So I imagine that's got to be a little tougher.
Yeah, sometimes our Blues alumni fantasy camp gets a little intense.
Yeah.
some teams want to, win the trophy, and it's not about really just going out and hanging out. So, everybody's out there for a good time, and if that guy wants to work too hard, you might just give him a little slash.
Now, do you know who your defense partner will be tonight?
No, I haven't talked to the coaches yet. I haven't had a meeting, so I'm hoping Chris Butler, because he's a little younger and he's in pretty good shape. But anybody I get to play with, it'll be fun.
So Chaser, obviously, I'm sure you've had a relationship with Chaser and you've been following everything that he's been battling. What's it mean to you to be at an event like this, Jax?
No, this is huge, and Chaser, he's the only person in the world could put together a game of this magnitude that will raise so much money while battling cancer and going through his chemo and hospital stays and all that. There's nobody in my mind that I could think that could pull this off, but Chaser has been so huge to so many different charities, so many different people, so many different alumni and current players that Chaser, as soon as you get into town, he reaches out to you and asks you how he can, he can make your stay more comfortable in St. Louis. So the list of guys that are here is all because of Chaser, and it's a testament to what a type of person he is and how much he does for others.
Now, I know you got a lot of guys that you're good friends with, play with, teammates. I need you to tell us something about our teammate who is not here right now, Jamie Rivers. Tell us, because he's listening. I'm sure he's still listening.
Oh, yeah.
Give us a story about Jamie Rivers that we may not know that I can, we can bring up on Monday when we see him.
He was my roommate for a while when we were here in St. Louis, and I just remember getting to a hotel. I think it was in Edmonton, and we went out for dinner, and then get back to the room, and he had three out of the four kids at that time, and he ordered a few beers to the room, or sitting there, and I just remember him on the phone, and Yeah, he was just, okay, you know, Haas has this, you know, so-and-so has this, yeah. or whatever. And it, yeah. it was, he was just losing his mind. His head, his head was spinning. He gets off the phone and he goes, I love my kids, but, man, are they wearing me out.
Yeah. But, you said this was last week?
Yeah, right. He'll get, Jax, he'll get text message all the time. And we always look at him like, what kid?
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
you never know. Usually it's not his oldest, yeah. Carson. It's usually not her. She's
yeah. Oh, yeah, Carson's
self-sufficient. Yeah. But one of the boys or the youngest who is a phenomenal soccer player, so yeah. He's got his hands filled still.
Yeah, Ribs is the best, though. He's you know, he always keeps things light. He's always been the guy to get your back on the ice and off the ice, and you know, love him to death.
No doubt. Barrett Jackman joining us right now here in the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Jax, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about the current Blues. Obviously, last night was tough. We didn't expect that this team was, you know, going to be one that's maybe making a deep run, but I did think they were going to at least be a wild card team this year. What have you seen? What do you think? Either aspects of their play that's missing, or certain positions. What do you think is the missing ingredient right now in your eyes?
It's just the consistency of the team. You know, there's not many games you kind of you know, point to that they've had, you know, complete effort the entire game, or just stuck to the game plan the entire game. So, yeah. You know, they have some good highs and they have a lot of lows, but you know, that consistency of the effort, you know, right from the beginning of the game to the end is what you know, makes a good team, you know, great, and an average team, you know, not very good. So. Yeah. You know, right now they got to figure it out. They got to figure out the chemistry. The young guys got to, you know, come and figure out what the lineup is for next year, and just, you know, right from day one, it's going to be all about work ethic and you know, playing that you know, the team system that doesn't matter what kind of talent you have in the game. You know, you win it 2-1, you win it 1-0. It's got to be the goal, and when you score more than that, you're happy. And if you win big, that's great. But it's all about the close games that you have to win.
Sure.
I'm sure you've been on teams like that you just, for whatever reason, were unable to figure it out. On the outside looking in, we're just as frustrated. But when you're in that locker room, what are some of the conversations that are taking place? And how do you, or can you, get it corrected? Either not, maybe not for this season, but for the following season.
Yeah, you know, it's accountability, it's leadership, it's you know, buy-in, it's all those things, and it's any sport. You know, if you have a bunch of guys that, you know, one guy's doing this, one guy's doing that, then, you know, it's really hard to have that winning mentality, right. and you know, being able to count on the guy next to you and know what they're doing in every situation. And but yeah, and it's really, the conversations are, you know, we have to be better, you have to be better, I have to be better. And how are we going to figure that out? And you know, the message from the coach has got to be consistent, and the message from the leader has got to be consistent as well.
Jack, speaking of the coach, you got Drew Bannister step in. It's a tough spot for him. I mean, you know, you're stepping into a situation where the only coach to win a cup here is replacing. Now you're inheriting a team that's not playing well, and you're trying to earn a full-time job. Whether it's Drew Bannister or anybody else the Blues go with, what do you think they should be looking for in a coach? Who really stood out to you during your playing career, and why did they stand out as a coach?
Coach Quimble. He was amazing. He was really good at, you know, putting a game plan in. He had great assistants that helped him with that, and the whole coaching staff is part of it. But Quimble let the locker room, you know, be the guys. You rarely, you know, would see him walking through or anything. He was in his coach's office. You know, he would take a lot of the young guys and do little things during practice, but he had trust in the leadership. He had trust in the older guys to police the room. And but he was just a great person. You know, off the ice, you know, you could talk to him about anything, and he had the ability to let the game go and you know, kind of, you know, have a human side to him. Sure. Away from the rink as well.
So you felt like there was something beyond hockey. He cared about you, so you wanted to fight for him too.
Yeah, I remember going to my first Rams game, and you know, I got some tickets, and the Blues had a suite, and so I thought, if Sunday is going to be great, you know, I'll have a few beers, enjoy myself. And I walked in, the whole coaching staff was in the suite. Okay. And you know, he saw me, and didn't even say hi. He went over to the fridge, grabbed a beer. He cracked it open. He goes, hey, let's have a good Sunday.
That's great.
And then every 15 minutes after that, he put a new beer in my hand.
Yeah, nice. Hey, there you go.
Yeah, just stuff like that where, you know, he could just be a great person and realize that it's more than just a game.
That's phenomenal. All right, Jax, what's tougher, defending in the NHL or following as a parent your son's schedule right now, which you're in Detroit, you're telling us, for hockey? Do you go into what, Mississippi next for baseball? What's tougher?
Definitely the kids.
Yeah.
I God bless my wife, but I love being on the road. You get the rash.
Road trip right now.
When you're able to go to the room, you get room service, watch a movie.
Sit down. Relax.
I made the mistake once. My son was young, and my wife asked what I was doing. I said, I'm pretty tired. I'm going to get some room service.
Uh-oh.
And she lost her mind. So don't you ever tell me that again. I got a crying baby at home.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man. You know what? I saw some bricklayers there outside. I'm going to go help them for a while. Yeah. Jax, it's always a pleasure, man. You're one of our favorites, and we'll certainly be in touch. Hopefully you'll join us again soon, man.
I'm always around.
Excellent. All right. That's Bear Jackman, former Blue. Great event going on tonight. I know a lot of people are heading down to the Sensing Community Ice Center for the Puck Cancer Charity Game that's being put on by Kelly Chase. All the proceeds go to the Siteman Cancer Center as Chaser continues to fight cancer. And what a great event. And Jack's going to be playing tonight, so looking forward to that.